أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة So previously the last surah that we discussed was Surah Al-Qadr. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ And before that, Surah Al-Alaq. In Surah Al-Alaq, we discussed that this was the opening five verses, was the first revelation upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the subject matter was the Quran. In Surah Al-Qadr, we also discussed something regarding the Quran, and that was when the Quran was revealed. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. That the Quran was revealed in laylatul qadr. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is again talking about the Quran. And as we know, that the month of the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed, is only around 6 weeks. So there's only around 6 weeks left for the month of the Quran, the month of Ramadan, to begin. So before we commence, just a short reminder that from now we should try and build and increase our reciting of the Quran, our understanding of the Quran, our connection with the Quran, so that when the month of Ramadan comes, then we are prepared and we can take maximum benefit from the month of the Quran. And one of the ways to do this is to sit in gatherings wherein the Quran is being mentioned. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being mentioned, and just our general connection with the masjid from now. If we establish a connection with the masjid and with the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah when the month of Ramadan comes, then we will have some type of connection and we will be able to gain more benefit from the month of the Quran, from the month of Ramadan. In this Surah Al-Bayyinah, whether this surah is a Makki surah or Madani surah, the scholars have differed. The majority of the scholars are of the opinion that this is a Makki surah, which means that it was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before his migration to Medina Munawwara. But the other opinion is that it is a Madani surah, that it was revealed after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina Munawwara. The contents of the surah don't make it explicitly clear whether it's a Makki surah or a Madani surah. Like it's been mentioned many times in the tafsir session, that normally in the Makki surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about three main and core subjects. Number one is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is Risalah, which means the messengership of Allah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And number three is Qiyamah, which is life after death and the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these three subjects normally in the Makki surahs, in those surahs which were revealed before the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. are those who disbelieved from the people of the book, and the polytheists were not going to separate from their kufr, from their shirk, hatta ta'tiyahum al-bayyinah, until a clear sign came to them. So al-bayyinah means a clear sign. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the kuffar of Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, meaning the Jews and the Christians, and also the mushrikun, the polytheists of Makkah Mukarramah, they were in such a state of kufr that there was no expectation of them changing their ways, changing from kufr to tawheed and Islam, except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a clear sign. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this opening verse is describing the situation of the kuffar, of Ahlul Kitab and the mushrikeen, that they were in such a dire state that until and unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them a clear sign, there was no chance, they were not going to move away from their kufr. And that clear sign, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rasul, Rasulum min Allahi, a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yatlu suhufan mutahhara, who recites purified scripts and purified pages of the Quran. Rasulum min Allahi yatlu suhufan mutahhara. So a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who recites suhufan mutahhara, purified, extremely pure scripts and scriptures. Fiha kutubun qayyimah. And in these purified scriptures, there are writings which are upright. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a clear sign for the Ahlul Kitab, for the people of the book, because the people of the book, especially the Jews and the Christians, they knew regarding the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In their scriptures, the description of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioned, and that's why some of the companions who were previously Jews, they say that when we saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we instantly recognized the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we knew that this is the same Prophet that the Torah was telling us about, and this is the same Prophet that the previous scriptures talked about. So they knew and they instantly recognized the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for them was a clear sign. For the mushrikun, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a clear sign as well, because the mushrikun knew the background of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the day he was born. They knew that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not ever learn how to read or write. And they knew that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a poet. So when they heard the Quran, this Quran was a clear sign for them. That it's impossible for someone who was an ummi, who never learned how to read or write, to come up with a masterpiece like the Quran. So this pure Quran, the Prophet recites. And in this pure Quran, and in these purified pages, kutubun qayyimah, there are writings which are upright. The writings of tawheed, the aqaid and the beliefs of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also about the day of Qiyamah, and about Jannah, and about Jahannam, and the ahkam, and the rulings. Upright writings are in this Quran. وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the differences of the people of the book. That those people who were given the book, they did not differ, they didn't dispute, they didn't disagree, except after a clear sign came to them. So they had their own disputes, internal disputes. When the Prophet ﷺ came to them, they didn't think and they didn't resolve those disputes by saying that now we have one messenger. If we follow this messenger, then our internal disputes will finish. Because now we know the clear path. There is only one path. And if everyone goes on to this one clear path, which is the path of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there will be no internal differences between us. But they didn't take this path. And even in their scriptures, after clear signs came in their scriptures, a clear pathway shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they still continued to differ. They still continued to change the teachings, to take different paths. So even after al-bayyinah and the clear sign came to them, they continued to dispute and differ, when they should have taken the clear path and the clear sign. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then talks about in the next verse what this clear sign and what this clear path is. And this is the same path which was shown to all the previous prophets. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ وَمَا أُمِرُوا they were not commanded except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, making obedience exclusive for him. Hunafa'a, separating themselves completely from every type of shirk, the way Ibrahim alayhi salam did. So this was their first command, the same command in all the scriptures. Wama umiru, they were not commanded, illa liya'budullah, except that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making obedience exclusive for him. That obedience is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not going to worship anyone. We are not going to obey anyone or anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the teachings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, hunafa, completely separating ourselves from every type of shirk, the way Ibrahim alayhi salam did. وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ, the second command was that they establish salah. And the third command was وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةَ, and they give zakat. وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةَ, and that's the upright, that's the deen, and that's the religion, and that's the way of upright, the upright people. So these were the things which the Ahlul Kitab and the previous nations were also commanded, which is the same as what we've been commanded. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that there was no reason for them to differ. The Ahlul Kitab, they knew the right path, they knew the correct way, they knew that Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making obedience exclusive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the path of the Anbiya, was the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So all they had to do was follow this path. Whoever followed this path, then whoever follows this path, then for them will be Jannah, and whoever leaves this path, then for them is the punishment of the hellfire. And in the next verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. That indeed those who disbelieved from the people of the book, والمشركين and the polytheists, فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ, are in the fire of Jahannam, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, and they will remain therein forever. So even after the clear proof, the clear sign, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to them, they heard the verses of the Quran, they knew that this was the truth. Even after that, those from the Ahlul Kitab, from the people of the book, and from the mushrikeen, who continued to disbelieve, then they will be in the fire of Jahannam. They will remain therein forever. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ Those people, they are the worst of the creation. The worst of the creation. Because they knew the truth, they recognized the truth, and yet they did not accept the truth. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا On the other side, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَلِيَّةِ Indeed, those who believe and did good actions, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَلِيَّةِ They are the best of the creation. The best of creation are those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who do good actions, who build their akhirah, who have fikr, who have worry and concern for their akhirah. And only obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They understand, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق, that there is no obedience for the creation when it leads to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they prioritize the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over everything else. أولئك هم خير البرية. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying regarding them that they are the best of the creation. Their reward will be جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه جزاؤهم عند ربهم Their reward by their Lord is gardens, جنات gardens which will be eternal gardens تجري من تحتها الأنهار under which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا They will remain therein forever and ever. So their reward, the reward for those who believed and who did good actions, the reward by their Lord is they will have gardens, everlasting gardens, underneath which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا They will remain therein forever and ever. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ And they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning they are pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are pleased with obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are pleased with the rewards given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These rewards will be for who? ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ This is for that person who feared his Lord. Who feared his Lord, who had taqwa, who had consciousness of his Lord, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At every moment before doing anything, he asks himself that is this something which is going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is this action going to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So his whole life revolved around the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that person is this reward. And those people who rejected the truth, despite it being so clear, the Quran is a miracle, which is so clear, which is around today as well. And despite seeing the Quran, reading the Quran, listening to the Quran, they rejected the Quran, the message of the Quran, that for them is everlasting Jahannam and everlasting hellfire. And for the people who believed in this Quran, did good actions, tried their best, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not waste their reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many places of the Quran, talks about this, that whoever tries, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let their efforts go to waste. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding of the Quran. May Allah give us a connection with the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who enter Jannah and the everlasting gardens mentioned in the surah. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.